Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Peña. As we know right now, as the Astros are going to get going here soon against the Yankees, they are not in the lineup. But Dusty Baker does have an update on where things are with them right now. Here is the latest from the manager of your Houston Astros.
What updates would you like? We're still trying to see if they can get cleared or not from the doctor. We'll find out probably sometime close to game time. You know, they have to go through some further tests, you know, to make sure that they're able to play. So I don't really have any updated, but, I mean, they look pretty good.
All right, they look pretty good. No real update. They are not in the lineup today.
What updates would you like?
And who's replacing them in the lineup?
Dubon's playing short. Diaz is going out to left, I believe.
Yeah, Diaz is playing in the outfield. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll be in the lineup now. They're moving up Tucker to the three spot. Bregman behind him in the four spot. So they're going to try to survive at least today. We don't know how much longer this will be. For in all honesty, we've had a lot of fun with this. A little bit of fun with this. Any concern of an IL stint with these two?
No, not one
bit.
Not
at all?
Not one bit. I mean, I think it's precautionary. I think Dusty even said in his comments that he like that it could happen. They could come off of concussion protocol, if you will, by game time today. But regardless whether they do or they don't, they're not going to be in the lineup today. So, look, I would be shocked. Show me looking at the contact. If a glove and a ball to the face, a ball in the glove and that glove to the face of Yordan Alvarez gives him a concussion to the point where he's got to miss. He's got to go on like a 10-day. Or I guess it would be a seven-day, right?
Seven with concussion. Learned, yeah.
That would be surprising. All joking aside, I mean the collision was scary. I was more worried about the knees, the hands kind of thing, the concussion aspect of it. You hate to see it, and you hope it's not severe. But from what I saw, I would be surprised if there's any missed time beyond today. It, definitely any IL stretch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you just never know how a person is hit, what happens in a concussion, in a head injury. Because it's a concussion, and they do have that seven-day concussion IL situation, I wouldn't be surprised if they go on that. If they put it, especially the way that Yordan was looking, he was having to be kind of held up and assisted there right after. They didn't feel comfortable him walking, so they took him back on the cart. So those things, I wouldn't be surprised. It does sound like they feel better about where they are right now. When you hear Dusty, and then Dusty also said it could have been worse. Does feel that. Now, the Astros have before kind of made it seem like
great point
that the players have been in a better situation.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Well, they're going on 10-day IL retro to when the injury occurred.
Yeah, that's right. And it's actually turned into 2 months with Alex Bregman. So I wouldn't be surprised, but it does look like they've avoided, you know, what could have been really bad.
Sure.
or something really bad. God, when I just said that in my mind, God, Jaco DeRisi still hasn't pitched on this team yet.
You're asking the wrong guy.
They said it wasn't going to be that bad of a deal. Speaking of Jaco DeRisi, he does he gives us a bit of an update where he is physically after he had a rehab start yesterday.
We hit the number almost right on the head with pitch count. Stuff was much better than the first outing. Comfortable.
What's the next step for you, Jake?
Don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. I just work here. This first one, rusty, which I expected after a five-week break. Second one, normal. Execution was much more solid. Pitch shapes were normal. Felt just like a normal game. So I physically, I'm where I need to be at, and we figure out the rest after conversations are had. I just work here.
There's something to that. I wonder, is he upset with somebody? Is it like when you hear that, like that to me, hey, man, I don't know. Hey, I just work here. That comes off to a point of like, hey, man, I ain't making no decisions. Like he's upset with where he is or he's upset.
I got it figured out.
All right, let me see where you're going.
He's annoyed. He's annoyed with having to answer the questions. He's annoyed with having to talk to the media. He's annoyed with the injury being the center of attention. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying by any means. There is definitely a tone and a a delivery with Jake Odorizzi when he's talking to the media that seems like he is annoyed with having to answer the questions. And he ain't good enough, quite frankly, to be annoyed with. And I'm just being completely honest, right? Alvarez wants to be annoyed because Berman or anybody else is asking questions about an injury, then so be it. Bregman or Altuve or if they, so be it. Jake Odorizzi, I mean, he just hadn't done enough to be annoyed by getting questioned about an injury.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I understand that Dateline doesn't come on until Fridays, but I'm going to put on my investigation hat. Tyler, I just want to hear that one more time. Let me hear that one more time, what he said about his process.
We hit the number almost right on the head with pitch count. Stuff was much better than the first outing. Comfortable.
What's the next step for you, Jake?
Don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. I just work here.
All right, right there. Okay, you're asking the wrong guy. He's not only just frustrated about everything you said, I think in particular he is frustrated with the training staff, the people who are making decisions on where he is in the process. I think he thinks he should be pitching now. I think he believes this is going too slow and that he wants to be on the mound. Because, right, did you say, Tyler, he went on to say they haven't told me anything?
Yeah, a little bit later with the media, someone asked him, what have you heard? Well, you know, what are they saying on timeline? And he kind of cut him off again, and he said, they haven't told me anything. They haven't said anything to me.
I just work here. I just work.
Bro, you called for a stretcher.
Throw in the mix too, show that may be driving the annoyance is that the guys in his absence that have been on the mound lights
That's
out.
That's why he wants to be out there.
Right.
It's not like we have one thing we know about Jake, who threw a fit in one of the biggest wins last year that we were in attendance to. Afterwards, he threw a fit because he got pulled.
I think it's
when Bregman and company won the game late, and it was a walk-off, and he threw a fit after the game, being mad, not talking about the win. Like, this nine-game stretch, that ain't on the top of mind of Jake. On the top of mind is Jake is, I need my spot.
Right.
And to me, it comes off, he's not just frustrated by the questions and the situation. He's frustrated with whoever's making decisions on why he hasn't been on the mound yet. Maybe he thinks
I think you can pour it all in a bowl and stir it up. And I think he's just annoyed with the situation.
That's the Jakester.
You're asking the wrong guy. I just work here.